Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin with John McCure on WTMJ.
Welcome back to Experience Wisconsin. Each week on Wisconsin's Afternoon News, we check in with the Travel Secretary, Ann Sayers. Julia Fellow and I this week discussing breweries with the Secretary. Super excited to be joined by our friend Ann Sayers. She is awesome, and she's sponsored by an awesome website. It's travelwisconsin.com. Ann, good afternoon. Thank you so much for being here.
Good afternoon. I'm so happy to be here.
This is a great topic because it's part of our history. Boy, breweries and brew pubs are big time in Wisconsin, aren't they?
We are basically the center of the beer universe, so I love today that we get to do a little cheers to Wisconsin's craft legacy.
Yes, I love it too. Manitowoc County. What's going on in Manitowoc County?
This is such a fun one. So it's Cool City Brewing. These are flights. They're just how they do things up there. And it's not only for beer. You can visit this brewery in Two Rivers. That's Trivers if you're local. And if you're in the mood to sample a little bit of basically everything, you can start with a flight of drinks. Beer is a great choice at Cool City Brewing. They make beers to please all tastes. But you can also try other things like a flight of craft cocktails, of wine or coffee if that suits your mood. And for the kids, you can delight in a flight of ice cream float. But that feels like maybe for the adults too, doesn't it?
It does. I like that.
Yeah, and shareable mentality kind of extends to their food menu, too. They share in the deliciousness by ordering flights of different styles of mac and cheese, tacos, sliders, curds, skewers, you name it. And then afterwards, since you're there, you've got to go over to the Point Beach State Forest. You can see the beautiful Raleigh Point Lighthouse. It's still in operation. It's one of the tallest and brightest lighthouses in the entire Great Lakes. And then book a room at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Traverse for a place to rest off all those flights of food and beverage.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And more in Vernon County, big flavors and exclusive taps at Hillsboro Brewing.
Yeah, craft beer fans can find Hillsboro Brewing Company's products on tap or in cans at more than 1,000 locations across Wisconsin. But really, you can savor it at the award-winning products right there where they were crafted. That's kind of the best way to do it. So to do that, plan a trip to the Driftless region to visit Hillsboro Brewing Company in Vernon County. Here, the taps pour brews spanning a gamut of flavors from ales and lagers to sours and stouts. Many of the beers are on tap are exclusive, and they're found only right there at the brew pub. And the Hillsboro Brewing Company also serves up tasty pub-style dishes, so you can choose between chicken sandwiches, burgers, appetizers, creative pizzas. There's actually a Reuben-style pizza, which sounds like something you got to try. And then for another fantastic dining option right there in Hillsboro, you could stop at the La Marimba Nicaraguan Cuisine. It's a restaurant that opened just last year, and that's bringing bold flavors of Central America right there to rural Vernon County.
Oh, that sounds so fun. Ann Sayers is with us. Let's head to Titletown. What's going on in Green Bay?
This is always a fun one. You can head up to Green Bay for a brewing experience and all-around fun at Hinterland Brewery. Begin your journey with a brewery tour. Those are offered on Saturdays. You're going to learn about the beer-making process. You'll receive a souvenir pint glass, and then, of course, they'll fill it up with beer for you. After the tour, settle into their beer hall, which promises an urban but woodsy vibe for you. You can snuggle up by two different wood-burning fireplaces on cooler days, or on the warmer days, they throw open the open garage doors to get that fresh air.
That's nice.
You can order from, it's really nice. You can order from an extensive list of beers there, including their tap room exclusives, and then you can pair that with their fantastic farm-to-table food. Hinterland Brewery, they pride themselves on making dishes with ingredients sourced from local farmers and producers. And since you're right there at Titletown, you got to go out and check things out. The area includes a multi-acre park that's open year-round. It has games like ping pong and shuffleboard, a really cool, unique playground for the kids. And you're also going to find frequent events taking place there in Titletown. There's, you know, wellness activities, campfire gatherings, concerts, and more.
Ann, are you a beer girl?
I am, yes.
Do you ever take your pup? You have a beautiful pup, by the way, to the beer garden?
Absolutely. That's like one of our favorite things to do.
Me too.
So fun in Wisconsin, isn't it?
Isn't it great? And so many of them are very welcoming to the dogs. They'll bring them a bowl of water and let them hang out there on the patio. I love that.
I live closest to Estabrook Park, like the Oak Leaf Trail's right across the street. And my dog will just direct me straight there. First around the pond, and then, Mom, get yourself a drink.
It's a smart
dog. Perfect.
Ann Sayers is the travel secretary. For more information on the things we've discussed, check out travelwisconsin.com. Ann, it's always fun. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Awesome, Ann.
Thanks for having me. Thanks.
Love it when she talks about her pup. Hey, always a lot of good stuff at travelwisconsin.com, so check out the website. If you'd like more information on this show, it's easy. Go to WTMJ.com. I'm John Mercier. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.